Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hey, Chicago, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Laura Putnam is our guest. She's the author of Workplace Wellness That Works, the founder and CEO of Motion Infusion. Motioninfusion.com is her website. Laura@motioninfusion.com is her email. She says, I can give that to you in case you need any help. Right, Laura?
That's absolutely right, Jim.
So check it out, folks. So, Laura, we're talking about, in the previous segment, you gave us a great report on the reasons behind having a wellness program, and you were going to give us some more ideas this time about some things that people can do, next steps. You got 10 steps in your books. In your book, last time you said change your culture and the environment to a wellness mentality, mindset. What are some other steps that we can take?
So another tip is to stop talking about health and start talking about what matters. So what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is for a lot of people, health is just not front and center. They're focused on other things. They might be focused on their job or their bank.
Well, they're taking their health for granted, too.
That too, absolutely. And so rather than fighting that uphill battle and trying to sell health, we need to sell living life at its fullest and doing being the best that we can be and even making the world a better place. And so that's where we start talking about well-being as opposed to just physical wellness. And that's where we stop talking so much about physical risk factors like what's your blood pressure, how much do you weigh, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff that's actually kind of scary and we don't want to think about. And instead to focus more on how are you going to become the best person you can possibly be. And so that's where we start looking at other dimensions like community well-being and social well-being and financial well-being and career well-being.
What about nutrition? Do you ever get into nutrition?
Absolutely. And, you know,
and I know that's a little bit dicey because people don't want you messing with their carbs, right?
But still,
there are a few things, there are a handful of things you can do.
Yes.
That everybody can do that nobody doesn't like can have amazing impact on your health.
One thing that Google did, which is really clever, is in their company cafeteria, they reduced the size of the plates they were using. And what they found is that people started eating a lot less food mm-hmm. just because they had smaller plates. So mm-hmm. you can use a nudge factor like that to help people to make healthier choices and to eat smaller portions. Or, for example, another company called IDEO, they wanted to reduce the level of soda consumption. And so in their employee refrigerator, they moved the soda down, and they moved the sparkling water and the still water up. And just that alone dramatically reduced the rate of consumption of soda. So really simple things that we can do to just make the healthier choice the easier choice.
Well, I'll tell you, and this is on a personal note, I don't take a prescription pill, and I'm old. I've been around a long time. I still don't take any medicine, and I believe it's I believe it's largely because of two things: good protoplasm, I have good genes, and a high fiber diet.
And you know what else, Jim?
You know what? Fiber is our friend. Fiber is our friend.
That's absolutely right.
And I just think a high fiber diet is a good wellness practice. What do you think about that?
I absolutely think so, and that the research obviously shows that over and over again that a high fiber whole food diet is really good for us. You were talking earlier in your show about how we are biologically programmed, and we are biologically programmed to eat whole foods. Period. Mm-hmm. And if we were to just do that, eat whole foods, purchase foods from the grocery store that have one single ingredient, we'd be a whole lot healthier.
Fewer preservatives.
That's exactly right.
Don't mess with my
natural form.
Don't mess with my sugar, though, Laura.
Okay, Jim. But, you know, the other thing that you have, Jim, that is so important that we often overlook when we think about health and well-being is that you love what you do. This is not just a job. This isn't mm-hmm. even a career for you, Jim. This is your calling. And the research actually shows that people who have a high level of career well-being are 50% more likely to be thriving overall.
So but is it possible that some people, if they could get better, if they could become have a higher state of wellness, that they could start enjoying their I mean, it might not be the other way around too, right? That if we get them well, they'd enjoy their job more.
That's exactly right. It really is a two-way street. Do people have the energy that they need to be able to do their job? And if they don't have the energy, if they're eating really bad food and they're not getting any exercise and they're not getting any rest, of course they're not going to have any energy when they're at work, and of course they're going to hate their job.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're taking better care of themselves, and also if the workplace where they work helps them to take better mm-hmm. care of themselves, then it's more likely that they'll be able to enjoy their job. But you have to remember, Jim, that there has to be a reason for people to invest in their health and well-being. And no matter how healthy someone is, if they hate their job, there's not much reason to get excited about their day-to-day
work. I've got one last tip I want to give my audience on how to improve the wellness. There's a book called Workplace Wellness That Works by Laura Putnam, folks. Buy the book, read it, and you'll learn how you, as whatever size your company is, you can learn how to promote wellness. How's that for a tip, Laura?
That's a great tip. Thank you, Jim.
Wherever books are sold, ladies and gentlemen, the book Workplace Wellness by Laura Putnam. Hey, Laura, come back soon. Good job today.
Thank you so much, Jim. Great being on your show.
See you next time. Laura Putnam, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.